producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's the Monday, December 14th. Do you realize that tomorrow we will be halfway through the month of December?
No, I don't realize that.
And it'll be the end.
What is you with? What is up with you?
Who are you?
Counting down the days to your demise.
You know,
it's not my demise.
It's
insulting that you suggest that they are my demise.
Every day. Oh, my goodness.
Because that's the way some people are.
Halfway through the week.
You're living for today, Dougie.
I am living living for today. Jennifer Warren, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. All right, I have a premise for you. Given that we have more shootings in various places in our country, and it's a violent world, that in terms of municipal care and consumerism, because most people in one way or another consume the work that police do, I'm going to go back to a premise that was presented here the first time it was presented was a couple of months ago. And let's just add the police to the premise, okay? And let's see where we go, whether we agree or disagree. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer or Rich at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. I guarantee, depending on how you set this up, Kenny, on Facebook, that there will be people who will have strong opinions. You'll remember the conversation that we've had so many times about NFL players and their concussions and whether or not, because they sign a contract, they make a lot of money, they ought not to have any special consideration because they know what they're getting into when they start playing football. They put the uniform on, they go out, they're in harm's way. Page 2 of this, something that we discussed in the last several weeks about whether the military, when they sign up for duty, should expect the same thing. They know they have the possibility of going in harm's way, of being in danger, of being killed. And so is it something, and I've made a conclusion myself, but I'm also going to give you a couple of options to think about. The military, when they get into situations that are tenable and perhaps lose their lives, they do not have the right, I do not believe, to sue the federal government because it's part of their deal. They've signed up and they know they're going to be in harm's way. The sort of side issue to that is that NFL players, when they get hurt, are being taken care of. My premise with the military is they are not being taken care of in the main well at all. But still, they know what they're getting into when they sign up for military duty. Part 3 occurred to me this morning in a discussion with my better half about the police and how we were talking as we learned about the shooting in California and maybe other. But there's always Monday morning we come into murder, mayhem, and horror. So there's always something like this going on, sadly, in our country and also around the world. So people who decide they want to be police officers, your brother included, Richie, they put on a uniform. They sign up for a dangerous job in most or many circumstances. Police work is not always dangerous, but there are people who are out on the street and there are people that are in cars. There are people that are in harm's way in police uniforms. So if we were to take the NFL example and the military example and apply it to the police, when the police officers who get killed in the line of duty get killed, is it not what they, in fact, expect? It is not what they want. It isn't what any of us want. But the expectation is when you go to the police academy, you put on a uniform, you know what the risk is. Mm-hmm. So having said that, Why is there all of this animus? Why is there all of this upset? Why is there all of this concern about people who get killed in the line of duty? If we, again, we ought not to have, perhaps according to this theory, any real concern about NFL players because they know what they're getting into. We ought not to have any real concern about those who are in the military because they know what they're getting into. And likewise, should we not have any real concern about the police because they know what they're getting into? My answer to those questions, after considered opinion, I'm sorry, considered thinking about it, considered evaluation, the NFL players get what they, I don't want to say deserve, get but what they expect. And the people that are in the military, they know that they are in harm's way, and they get what they expect, one way or the other.
Or
do they?
You know why it's
did
a
you say the same thing
compare?
That I just did the same, or do they? Did you say that at the same time?
I said. I think that, you know, you're comparing a couple of different things. First of all, you're comparing two very honorable professions, military and law enforcement,
right,
with something that's not necessarily, I'm not saying that football players aren't honorable. I'm sure many of them are.
But there's not a service
they're doing
aspect
is for their,
to
right,
it.
They're doing is for their own personal gain. What the police officers and military
get paid.
Are doing.
Police officers get paid.
Yeah, but not like football players get paid. And
but they don't sign up. They don't expect to get paid like football.
They're not
players.
Making great salaries. What they're doing, and that actually adds to the argument, they're doing this out of honor. I mean, they're doing it out of duty and a sense of service to the country that they
I
would
think
assume
you're kidding
a percentage
you think
of them
everybody,
are.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Everybody that signs up for the military and who puts on a police uniform,
you know what? I actually believe that. I'm not even going to apologize. And maybe
you don't have to apologize. These are your opinions and beliefs. You don't have to apologize for a thing.
Why would you choose? I mean, most people that go into the military.
Because you can't find anything else to do.
No, or because they pay for your education.
Yeah, that's true.
Or you're going to get some kind of skill set out of it.
Let's hold on. Let's not pass over that. Don't say, you can say what you want, Jennifer, but if you don't think 18-year-olds who have gotten out of high school and have no job prospects, they have no opportunity, they have nothing to do, don't go into the service because that's their only option, you're kidding yourself.
I don't think that the military is anybody's only option. You can work at McDonald's. It could be a best option,
yeah, okay,
but it's not your only option.
But it is a limited opportunity field, shall we say.
You still get to make a choice.
Well, we all have choices to make, for sure. All right. So anyway, that's my idea, that's my premise, that's my feeling about this, and you can mull it around as you will. Kenny, you've been very quiet this morning so far.
Well, I was just waiting for an opportunity, but I think that one of the other differences is that with the NFL, it's been a relatively recent thing that we've really understood the connection between these concussions and the lingering effects and death that comes. That's been relatively recent not that long ago. They're still putting guys back out on the field. Shake it off. Get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
You had trainers ignoring signs of serious injury, possibly fatal, and putting the guys back out there. And the players, the information wasn't out there, so they didn't know.
You know, they're pulling guys every single week. I see concussion test run and players pulled because of it. Even if they think that it's possible that they could have had a concussion, they pull them. And one of the interesting things that that happened, I don't know, like 2 weeks ago, Doug, is Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, pulled himself because he thought he had may have suffered a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the players around the league said, "You're Ben Roethlisberger. You can do that. I can't. I don't have a big name like you. I have to go back out and try to play."
Or someone takes your position.
Someone takes your position or someone takes your spot, right. And it's not to say that their team would not pull them, because they have independent doctors on the sidelines, and that doctor is the one who makes the call, not your team anymore. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to whether you think you've suffered some kind of a head injury, they say the bigger players can do it and not worry about the effects, whereas the guys that are still fighting for their jobs do.
All right. So you've none. I know you. We were having a conversation, and it's not about convincing somebody that they're right or wrong. It's just about opinion and what you think. I've given you what I think. You've told me what you think, and told us what you think. So we'll carry it from there, one way or the other. I think that there's, in my mind, there's a good argument for all of the concern that we have for the police and how dangerous the job is. There's a lot of hypocrisy to that too. And there are people who can make an argument that because we have so many guns on the street, that it makes it more dangerous for the police. The people who support the police also support having more guns. Whether that's a relative or relevant conversation to have remains to be seen. But this is a very dangerous country and a very dangerous time. And so what do we do to kind of allay people's fears or to really make a difference? And I think there's some interesting skill being developed in certain police departments. Obviously, I don't have it in Chicago.
How do you say that this is a very dangerous country in a very dangerous time?
How do I say it?
Why don't you go live in Africa?
I don't want to go live in Africa.
Go live in the Middle East.
We are living in a very dangerous country in a very dangerous time. Does that mean other places aren't dangerous?
Well, I went to the mall yesterday with the kids. We all had a good time.
Mm-hmm. So then why are the news media...
Nobody was walking down the mall shooting a place up.
Why are the police... everywhere when you go to school.
Because
why, when your children go to school, are there police officers there?
There aren't any police officers
in my
school.
There are in every school in my community. Every school has
get
a police
out of the
officer.
People are reacting to one story.
Mm-hmm.
You see the San Bernardino, and all of a sudden it's going to happen in every Christmas.
Well, that's my point. Thank you for making my point.
You see a school get shut, and all of a sudden it's going to happen in every school.
Yeah, right. Remember I told you what my friend, the lady who worked on the farm for 24 years, said to me when she knew I was getting ready to go to California this week? Oh, better be careful out there. I looked at her and said, why?
Right.
She said, because of the shootout in San Bernardino. I said, that's 14 people who lost their lives at the hands of somebody who's crazy and who is not necessarily or will, a past tense, I guess, who won't affect what goes on in my life because you got more chance to be hit by a bolt of lightning
exactly.
than one of these things. But that doesn't change the reality of what the news media presents to us every single day. That's why I said what I did, because according
so
to
we
them,
really
we live in
dangerous
times.
Dangerous time.
So turn the damn television off and listen to the Good Day
Thank
program
you.
At 19 past the hour.
Thank you, brother.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7 by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Now it's 21 after the hour.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
It's the My Three Songs contest on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Two more weeks of this before Christmas. Oh, did I tell you that today?
No.
No, I didn't. Really? All right. We're going to have the
Christmas is here and Valentine's Day is just around the
corner. Yes, right. It is. You recognize that. And it'll be spring and wonderful again. By the way, on the farm at the moment, it's 48 degrees.
59 degrees. Actually, over 60 degrees here in D.C. right now.
All right, so let's see. Where are we? These three Christmas songs have been selected by Senora Kessler, and they are all specifically about one thing. Your idea is to tell us what they're about. 888-302-3684. And, Richie, would you go over the HP prize that we have?
Your qualifier is HP Printables, which is 4x6 printer paper.
Yeah.
And then also these sticky strips, which is kind of like the photo booth you used to go sit in.
Yeah.
Now you can print four pictures out on it, and you can have all kinds of fun. I'm going to put them in the case.
Have all kinds of fun.
And that qualifies you for
Friday. HP who won on Friday? Did we? Who was the lady? Remember the lady's name? Was it Barry?
I don't have it in front of me.
We should keep a list of the things. That's all of our jobs.
We do keep a list. I just don't have it in front of me.
So that I have it to say congratulations once in a while to this winner. Okay, you want to be a winner? Listen carefully to these three songs. 888-302-3684 then becomes the key. You unlock what the connection is. You call us and you win. First song, Brenda Lee.
Walking around on the
never get tired of this. Never get tired.
Love that big fat body guitar.
16 years old. A pop hit that first charted in 1960. She recorded it in 1958. She was like 13 or 14 at that time. Amazing. Her career had 72 singles in it that hit the pop or country charts. This is the one that most people remember her for, however. It is the top downloaded Christmas song, or certainly among the top. Deck the Hall with Boughs of Holly, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, number one. Number two, here's Aretha Franklin. It's going to be at the same venue we saw Kenny Rogers on Saturday night. For New Year's.
I think I got it.
Happy Richie.
Yeah. It's a toughie for a Monday.
Clever boy that you are. Oh. Aretha from the second very special Christmas charity album in 1992 that she produced. The song dates back to 1824. German folk song actually had nothing to do with Christmas. In the early 20th century, the lyrics were changed and became a fixture of the holiday, like so many other things about this holiday that are robbed from some other source. It's one of the top downloaded Christmas songs as well. It's nicely done. All right, so, and you've heard it done by Tony Bennett, and TV show Glee Cast has done it. Chicago has done a lot of different versions of this. So that's the number two song, 888-302-3684. Last one, this is Stevie Wonder, 1967 Christmas album, Someday at Christmas. He re-recorded the title track of that album for an Apple commercial. Quite as up to so we got this all figured out here.
What do these songs have? Oh,
please. I think I got it.
Have you got it? Kenny's got it. All right, let's see if I've talked to John before. John, have I ever spoken to you before?
Figure it out.
You what?
Have I ever spoken to you before?
Jennifer has.
Jennifer's spoken to you before. What did she speak to you about?
Oh, different things. Muslims, gun control, all kinds of stuff.
Have you ever won a prize from us?
No.
That's about right.
All right. What is there that ties these three songs together?
What is there that ties them? It's Christmas trees. I don't know.
Christmas trees, you know. Yes, you do. You do know, and that's the correct answer.
You know who doesn't like Christmas trees?
28 Muslim. Past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the Pet Poison Helpline, an animal poison control center based out of Minneapolis, is open 24 hours, 7 days a week. And they came out with a list of the top 10 toxins for dogs of 2013. Number one was chocolate. Dark equals dangerous. Baker's and dark chocolate are the most toxic, but any type of chocolate should be forbidden. Xylitol, the sweetener found in Sugarless chewing gum and candy and medications, should never be around with your dogs. Also, ibuprofen and any type of human medication, not there. Over-the-counter cough, cold, and allergy medications as well. Insecticides, grapes and raisins, insect bait stations, prescription medications, glucosamine joint supplements, silica gel packs, and on and on and on. The bottom line is this. If it looks dangerous or if you even think it's dangerous, chances are it is. And here's a number you should all have. 800-213-6680. That's the number if you think your dog has been poisoned. You vet first, that number second. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by Black Hawk Network. This holiday season, shoppers can purchase gift cards for stock at select U.S. retailers. This new prepaid gift card, made possible by Stockpile and Black Hawk Network, can be redeemed online to open and fund a brokerage account with stock. Investing in the stock market can be confusing. Gift cards for stock are an easier way for people of all ages to get involved with investing and will appeal to people who want to give something more meaningful than a traditional toy this year. Terry Jack, Chief Marketing Officer, Blackhawk Network.
The gift card for stock can revolutionize the way people access the stock market. Giving someone a gift card to purchase shares of their favorite brand can be enriching and an educational experience for both the gift giver and receiver. After all the other holiday gifts are outgrown or overused, gift cards for stock could be one of those standout gifts that keeps on giving beyond the holidays.
For more information, visit stockpile.com. That's www.stockpile.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Oh, you know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert. He walked on the sea. He died on the hill of Mount Calvary. He went to the grave, but checked out on the third day. Oh, it was a good day. With a
now 33 at the hour. On today's Doug Steffen Good Day programs, Monday morning, and traditionally Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I would look at the poll results from the weekend. Would, will, am going to. The most important of these items for you, we have the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. That's what we put up there because of our talk radio countdown show. It's on the air on many of these same stations over the weekend, every weekend. The idea is to sort of take the news talk format and put it into perspective for those who are loyalists, and that includes probably most of you who like this format, like to hear conversation about what's going on in the world. It was much tighter this past week, Kenny, than it had been in terms of the week before. There was, you know, one major thing, and that was San Bernardino. That wasn't on most people's, the top of most people's mind. What's going on in the Middle East was on most people's minds, and the new Star Wars film. I saw the first trailer, or sort of ad. I've not seen a trailer in the theaters, and I haven't seen an ad for it until last night during the middle of what we were watching, Madam Secretary. There was a spot for Star Wars. And at first, what I thought when I saw it was another commercial for something else that was Star Wars. But in fact, it was about the film itself instead of all the support. Do you believe the crazy stuff that's come out of almost everybody who wants to be? It's like people are begging Disney, let me be. I want to be the official store. I want to be the official this.
I don't
be
know
the
how they keep
that.
Track of it.
It's crazy.
There are so many sponsors out there, brands out there that are co-marketing. I don't know how they keep track of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So who's going to see it? Kenny, you're all set for seeing it this week, right?
Yep, Friday, almost right after the show.
Okay. What about you, Jennifer? Have you signed up for seeing it?
Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Wow.
Yeah. Good for you. I'm impressed. Well, you're a big-time radio star, so you can...
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Richie, what about you?
I haven't been able to get tickets. I checked for Thursday
really?
Night.
Really?
I can't find... and I may not have looked hard enough, but... tickets for sale past Thursday night. So every time I tried on my phone, they only offer Thursday nights, which is, of course, sold out. So
it's going to be gigantic.
Right.
And normally, you know me, I see it like 4 years after it actually comes out. So this is sort of a big deal for me.
You don't even really care about Star Wars.
No.
Well, neither does Meredith. Meredith never has seen a Star Wars movie. Not one of them.
Well, you should get her to see a couple of them, Dennis.
Well, I was trying to figure out how to do that. She just doesn't seem to be very interested.
Saturday night, we got together with some friends and the kids, and we watched A New Hope, the fourth episode, which is actually the first.
Yeah.
Man, it looks really cheesy when you look at it.
I know, and you see, I was watching the ad, wow. Richie, that's what I was thinking. When I watched the ad for this on television, I'm thinking of the quality of the video in comparison to what we are used to. And yeah, you go back, 1977 though.
Yeah,
it's
made for $11 million.
Yeah. I mean, how much?
$11 million. We looked it up on Wikipedia.
The first weekend?
Watching it. Yeah, because my buddy was like, it cost $100 million.
That's how it was made for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how much it was made for.
The first Star Wars that cost $11 million to make?
$11 million, and it made a gross $775 million.
Can you imagine the cash involved in this thing and how much money Lucas is?
But, I mean, you go back and you look at this thing on HD now on a big screen TV, and it really looks budget.
Yeah, right.
It's really fun.
We were in a Brookstone store.
You know what? When they turn on the lightsabers, turn on and off the lightsabers, you can see the edits.
Really? See the edits?
Yeah. You can see Luke Skywalker.
A really heavy-duty screen you're talking about.
Yeah, you can see Luke Skywalker move just so much when they go to the cut.
Yeah. I was in we went down to see Kenny Rogers at the Mohegan Sun on Saturday night. And in the middle of nowhere oasis, if that's what you want to call it. There's a big mall. You can find anything you want to eat. You can go to the show. You can gamble. This mall had a Brookstone store in it. I've been in a Brookstone store since last Christmas. I never go. Who goes to a Brookstone store unless it's Christmas time?
Right.
So we went in and we're looking at these screens. I was thinking of you, as a matter of fact. I almost called you. Because there was this huge screen on the wall. I don't know how big it was. It was huge. And the clarity of this thing was unbelievable. It's $7,000.
Oh, that's a...
For this screen.
4K, rounded. Whatever it is. 70 inch, yeah.
$7,000. To buy television screen. It's crazy enough, but they got them out. Somebody must be buying them.
Sure.
$7,000 for a television screen.
Yeah, you get into those rounded 4K screens. Bunga. Got a big ones? Sure.
Woof. Anyway, so I'm figuring that this week, from now until the end of the week or next week, we'll be on the road on Friday, and so it'll be probably Christmas before we get any play. And I don't know that Meredith will be interested in seeing it. I may wait until I get to California to see it.
See it on your road trip. That's fine.
Well, if we have the time, it might work. Anyway, Star Wars will be the big deal this week unless something else crazy happens, even though there are a lot of people who want to talk about the climate change agreement and all of that stuff that goes with it. The agreement reached this past weekend at the climate conference, which seems to be going on ad nauseum, limits average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, because they don't know what Fahrenheit is, apparently. Staying below that mark means the Earth avoids super droughts, rising seas, and mass extinctions. The bad news when it comes to this sort of thing is the deal doesn't have a lot of specifics, so nobody really knows how it's going to be enforced or how improvements will be measured. Couldn't help think, for those of you who were watching Madam Secretary last night, and I don't know if that includes anybody here, any of you seem to be as engaged in that show as we are.
Football.
But the Madam Secretary premise was the deal. There was a rush. There's a Russian and American conflict involving the Ukraine, and it's set up around a lot of the same similarities, the same situations that exist today in reality. But the Russian president is a woman who's killed her husband, who was the president, so she could be the president. And the Americans found out about that. She wants to go to war with the Americans. We've beaten their butts in the two incursions that have happened. There was an insider, yada, yada. So anyway, all the countries in NATO are in this room to try to negotiate a settlement. And so the president says, can we have the room, please? And so he stays in the room with Secretary McCord, who's played by Tia Leone. And then this Russian woman who's the president, they tell her they found out she could kill. She killed her husband, blah, 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 blah. But the reason that I bring it up is because that's the sort of setting that these agreements take place in. They're in these huge rooms, these huge halls, and they have not only the principals around a table, but they have all their minions that are all around the room. And they're the ones who are really doing the negotiating. They're the ones who are putting all the deals together. They're the ones who are in the know. The people at the table don't really know anything other than whatever their ego, their position may be. Like the American friend, he knows he doesn't like global warming, but does he really know why? He can put together a few facts and figures. But so they come up with this deal that will limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. What does that mean? A year? Every 10 years? Every 100 years? Or that's it, period. Otherwise, it's disaster. I don't get that out of this, Kenny. What am I not seeing reading between the lines? Have I missed
anything? I don't know. It seems like there is a lot that they have not told us about this deal.
Or that they don't know. It's just yaddle, 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 yaddle.
You know, well, that's part of the thing is that there aren't any details. But yeah. You know what it strikes me as curious, Doug?
What's that, Richie?
I've been racking my brains over why they would measure this by
Celsius,
by the temperature of the world, as opposed to the output of the things that they are trying to control.
Mm-hmm.
We know we can measure the output of your muffler, the output of a factory, the output of gasoline-powered devices. Mm-hmm. You cannot control the temperature. And are they doing that on purpose so that it's always this big boogeyman?
Well, yeah, because they want to spend more money.
Right, okay. Because if they can say, okay, we've cut things down out of this factory and out of these factories by this percentage, which we can absolutely measure and control, but they can't measure the boogeyman.
All right, there's two answers to that, Richie. Number one, China. Number two, this is a way for these businesses that you're talking about to gain unbelievable market share they're going to sell whatever it is they're selling, by guaranteeing that if you use our product or use these things,
money.
The market will not go above 2 degrees Celsius. This is all advertising gimmick and all manufacturing gimmick and all business gimmick. And not to say that it's bad. But under the circumstances, what we're going to create is a lot of wealth for a lot of people. And that's fine, too, except the results are going to be questionable.
I think that the governments know that they cannot control the temperature.
Yeah.
And that they agree to this so that they can continually scare us saying it's not working.
Yeah.
I think that
spend more money.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Because you need to give us more control of your lives.
If they say the output of this factory needs to become this,
yeah,
right. And they reach their goal, then they have nothing left to scare us with.
So here's the next thing that is of interest and importance, perhaps to some of you, the continuing focus on the big getting bigger. What's going to happen out of this is there will be several huge, maybe four or five huge companies that will be built on climate change research or climate change implementation, the wherewithal to do this. There'll be a lot of smaller companies, little companies that will get bought up, and there'll be medium-sized companies, big companies. And then we're going to have the same way, a lot of wealth will be created, and that's terrific. But then there's Dow DuPont, okay? That sort of thing will continue to happen, and the focus of the money, the focus of the concentration of money will become untenable. As more and more of these deals happen, the Dow DuPont thing is a disgrace. It's disgusting, and I haven't got time to go through it with you now, but it'll be subject of a lot of conversations next week or two anyway here, because when you dig into it, you see what's going to happen. This is Monsanto on hormones. This is a company that will be one of five that controls the food supply in the world. One of five.
The one interesting thing about this merger, they're doing it so that they can break the big company.
They're going to break it into three companies.
Into three companies, right.
Right, yeah. It's still, but still, one of those three will control most of the agricultural production in our country. Between Monsanto and Dow, they'll be the ones who control most of the product here and around the world. And you talk about, you want to scare people. If they understand the realities of this, and I do because I'm a farmer, and I'm watching it because of my radio program, The American Family Farmer, you find out how really, really, not obnoxious, but horrifying this is. Okay, there's the good news on that. Speaking of good news, I can't imagine anything I'd rather hear than Jennifer give us an update on the television news, what's on tonight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in just a moment here on Good Day.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A veterinarian in Massachusetts is studying how women react when they're shown photographs of their children and their dogs. She hopes to find out whether mothers love their dogs as much as their children. Like millions of Americans, my dog is a treasured family member and a reliable companion. So why does that relationship require a scientific study? The federal government paid $370,000 for it. If federal administrators would look through the lens of liberty before giving out millions of dollars worth of these silly grants, they would realize the source of the money. It comes from the taxes of hardworking Americans who already know, without a government study, how much we love our dogs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Let's get out of here. 47 and change after the hour on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horan updating us. Maybe there's a story or two that I might throw in. For example,
well, there always is, Dougie.
The rise in mobile viewing and growing number of websites devoted to streaming popular TV programs, cutting into the market for subscription television service. What's subscription television service? Is that cable? What is that? Is that
Netflix?
Or is that
Netflix? Netflix. Anything you pay for
Netflix
is subscription, right?
Amazon, that kind of stuff. Really? Wow. This is really like a three-tiered thing anymore, then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is regular,
a lot of
commercial,
people have multiple sources of, you know, multiple ways to get entertainment into their home, for sure. Yeah.
All right, what else, Jen?
All right, tonight on TV. You know, most of the shows have gone on fall hiatus or winter break, whatever they like to call it now. NBC has some new fresh content tonight, Dougie, that I think you're going to like. Adele, last month in November, went to Radio City Music Hall and performed a concert. It's been made into a one-hour special that's going to air tonight on NBC. It's called Adele Live in New York City. It will be her first U.S. concert since 2011. How about that?
So what time is it on?
10 p.m. Eastern time, I believe.
Too late for me.
Yep. Well, you can always do the old DVR trick, right?
I could do that. Yes, right. Or get it off on some of these other services we were just talking about.
That's right.
All right, what else?
All right, some sad news if you're a fan of the Mike and Molly show, which I am on CBS. It is the last season. Apparently, Mike and Molly's been canceled. Last year was a little rough if you were a fan of the show. It was not as good as it could have been.
Rough in what way?
You felt like something was missing. There was a little bit lacking with the storyline. And Melissa McCarthy is
focused on being a movie star.
I don't even know if it's her fault. It was a writing issue, I think. And there's a lot of talent on that show. I think she's great. I think Billy Gardell, who plays her husband, is really good. It's just there was something weird with the
premise
writing.
About the show, about these two heavy people that live their lives and...
So they fell in love. They dated. They met. They dated. They fell in love. Now they're trying to have a baby. She was a teacher. Then she decided to become a writer. He's a police officer. So, you know, your typical situation comedy. But the news was leaked by Rondi Reed. She's the actress who plays Mike's mother, Peggy, on the show. She said the cast has known for a few weeks that this is the end. The episodes had been cut already. The order for the episodes had been cut to 13. So 13 more to go for Mike and Molly. Sad news that happened over the weekend. Willard Scott made made an announcement on Friday that he's saying goodbye to the Today Show after 35 years doing mornings on NBC. So he'll be missed. I liked seeing him every day with the birthdays.
Yeah, he's very cool in so many different ways. I told you about the time we met for dinner and he took his hairpiece off and threw it at me.
Oh, no.
Or when he was in the studios here and he unzipped his pants so he could re-talk.
Okay.
Right in the middle of like the whole the 51
tomorrow. His last tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sounded like I was getting Rickrolled there, Richie.
Yeah. I might have to pull that out on you later, man.
I like that.
Beware, Rickroll is coming.
Rickroll, as opposed to Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Puffing and Puffing on the Good Day program. Dr. Ken absent without leave today, so we have some other information for you, including a focus on your home's heating and cooling system. How efficient is this? Sounds like a question for either Tom Kreidler of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program or Brian Osich. Let's see who stands up to the plate. I'm thinking it's Brian Osich.
Every homeowner can remember a time when they wondered, did I lock the front door this morning or did I leave a light on? There's nothing worse than worrying about the security of your home or your rising electric bill while you're out. Kyle Golden, an energy efficiency expert at Lennox, says heating or cooling a home accounts for more than 50% of a home's energy bill, so homeowners should focus on ensuring their system is as efficient as possible using the latest technology.
We've seen some great advances in home technology that offer peace of mind when it comes to energy efficiency, safety, and time savings, especially in the areas of heating and cooling, lighting, security, and water usage. Almost any home can be put on autopilot without breaking the bank.
One example is using a smart thermostat, such as the Lennox iComfort S30, which uses geofencing technology to maximize energy savings by detecting when family members leave and return to the home and automatically adjusting to an energy-efficient setting. Peace of mind is not all about expensive, over-the-top upgrades. Home automation can save time and money and offer customized comfort and security, often through simple technology tweaks. For more information, visit Lennox.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
How many of you have youngsters in your family who have competed in various school projects, the science projects, for example? Kenny, your two children, have they competed in the math or science or technology fairs that most high school have? Most high schools do.
In school, not something bigger than that, but yeah, in school. Right.
Yeah. Sure. What about you, Jen?
I don't have children, but I personally competed in science fairs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Richie, did you ever do that?
And I won.
Science fairs? No.
You won? What was your exhibit?
I actually did one on ESP, and it was all about the presentation. I had a long light strip, you know, like a plug-in strip, and I put in little night lights, and I had marked on the light bulb the ESP codes, you know, the square, the triangle, the circle, so people could administer an ESP test to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It was really exciting. Turn the light on. And
what did you learn about yourself from having done that?
I learned that it was all about the presentation, because the year before that I competed in the science fair, my project was actually better. It just didn't look as good. Uh-huh. And this one, it was all about how cool it looked, and that's the one that won. So that's a little surface lesson for you kids.
Richie, you can prime your kids. I'm guessing you didn't have any science projects when you were a kid.
Nah, me. Are you kidding?
Of course not.
Whatever. Oh, I'm sure he did.
My kids, yes.
So now let's focus on the premier research competition for high school students. And the fact that there have been 1,800 student project submissions for this competition. As a result of that, two projects came out on top. Here is some more information on the big winners of this year's Siemens competition in math, science, and technology.
Three students were big winners at this year's Siemens competition in math, science, and technology. Maria Elena Grimmett of West Palm Beach, Florida, took home $100,000 in the individual category for her work to identify a potential new water purification method.
It's the most amazing feeling in the world, especially when I was put up against all the other finalists who are so amazing.
Kimberly Tay and Christine Yu of Manhasset, New York, will share their $100,000 grand prize in the team category for their project on a more natural and cost-effective way to clean oil spills.
We had so many obstacles, but we still worked around it. So if you really have that drive, just go for it and just do your best.
You never know that you can be the one who changes the face of science.
CEO of the Siemens Foundation, David Etzweiler, says it's all about helping youth find a pathway to STEM jobs in the future.
These are incredibly bright students from across the country, and for them to find an avenue that allows them to channel that into serving society is really an important thing that we're about.
For more, go to Siemens-Foundation.org. That's Newsbreak from the Siemens Foundation.
Happy Green Monday. Some call it Cyber Monday Part 2. Deals are not widespread today like they are on Cyber Monday. This is a huge day with price points identical to Black Friday or better because it's getting closer. Actually established by eBay to describe its best December deals, and this has resulted in more momentum over the years, like follow the leader, copycat, that sort of thing. You see a lot of store-wide sales today from many of your favorite merchants. So happy Green Monday. Check out the deals from the Queen of Cheap also in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.